Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Happy Pride Month, everyone. This is such an exciting opportunity and conversation that we're going to be having about celebrating Pride Month, the love and the special bond that we in the LGBTQ plus IA community have with our pets and what that means to this profession. And we want to thank our friends at VCA for sponsoring this great conversation. We're going to be chatting about this wonderful PAWS study, and I love a good pun, or acronym, it stands for Pets and Well-Being Study. And joining us is our wonderful friend, Jennifer Scanlon. How are you, Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Happy Pride.
Yeah, happy Pride Month.
before we get into anything, have you or your team, are you doing anything for Pride Month this month?
Yeah. So at our hospital, we do what's called a rainbow scrub challenge. So we all wear different colors of the pride flag and we take pictures, and it just kind of brings visibility to the month. And it's just a lot of fun and people really get into it. And yeah, we do that every year here. So that's always kind of a fun event that we do.
Oh, that's great. I love that. We just came back from Disney, and on the first Saturday of the month, they have a pride one magical weekend, it's called. So we all get together and support one another in the community, and it was so nice. There were I want to say over 1,000 that we get in front of the Disney castle, we get a picture together. So it's a really nice camaraderie. It feels good, to kick mm-hmm. off the month like that. So it was just a really nice time. Hot, but we had a good time.
That sounds wonderful.
We had a good time. So a little bit of information about our wonderful friend here, Jennifer. She's a licensed clinical social worker with a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, and a master's degree in social work from Simmons University in Boston, with a strong background in working with the elderly and providing end-of-life and hospice care. She brings compassion and expertise to her practice, and currently she serves as a veterinary social worker at VCA South Shore Animal Hospital, where she supports both clients and staff in navigating the emotional challenges associated with pet care and loss. Jennifer is dedicated to enhancing the well-being of those she serves, combining her passion both for social work with her love for animals. It sounds like you got the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, I really did. And actually, as a child, I actually wanted to be a vet, but I also liked helping people too. So I chose social work, and this role kind of just fell on my lap. And I thought, what an incredible role, because I get to work with animals, but I also get to support people at the same time. So it's like both passions coming together. It's fabulous. I feel really privileged to be in this role. It's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, we need you. Thank you for your great work that you're doing out there. Okay, so let's chat about this, because I think what some of the listeners and you tuning in, the viewers, may not know is there's a very, very, we all have a special bond with our pets. We know that they're our companions, they're our world. And, in the LGBTQ plus community is very, very bonded to them. So let's chat about that. And what ways do pets serve as companions for the community, especially during times of social isolation or even discrimination? And, we know pets that serve as vital sources of our emotional support, connection, and identity affirmation. So, what does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, I think, pets just create a nurturing environment where LGBTQ individuals can truly be themselves. And pets just offer such a comforting and almost a non-judgmental presence. And the two most common words I hear from pet owners that our pets give to us is that they receive from their pet is unconditional love. And so this bond is especially really important during difficult times and even very vulnerable times. And so that companionship actually helps combat, those feelings of isolation and discrimination and even loneliness. And the bonds that we have with our pets, it's genuine, right? It's they're very genuine, and it creates a sense of belonging. And so every moment that they're having with their pets together is just a source of joy and emotional support. So in a world that can sometimes feel unaccepting, pets serve as allies. And, with the work that I do within the community, I often hear a big theme is that their pets are often their first allies in their lives. And that is powerful. And it just reminds us that just the importance of pets and how they provide us with love and connection and just acceptance. And I just feel like pets can really find, we can always find light in our pet's presence. And that's just like a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I love that. And I hear this often too. It's the chosen family. You know, for those that might be estranged from biological relatives, the pets often become like those central members for their quote chosen family, offering like stability and loyalty that may be missing elsewhere, which I think is so powerful. Another thing that I say, by the way, when I have excuse me, the pride community clients come into the exam room, we talk about unconditional love. I also call it unconditional acceptance because they offer love and companionship without any judgment, providing that, you know, safe emotional refuge for us to just mush them up, not being judged. And, you know, sometimes some of us may have faced rejection or whatever it may be, but they don't care. They're there for you regardless. And it really does help bridge that gap, and even can provide some social bridges is what I've also noticed as well. Because to your point, you're talking about isolation when you're taking them outside and you're taking them to dog parks or whatever that is, cat cafes, you're actually, you know, almost being forced to have a conversation, right? And it forms friendships and builds support networks. Like me finding other dachshund parents out there is amazing. And so I know many of you out there, you know, you find those bonds, and it's so important, specifically within our community.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it's just,
Yeah.
yeah, they just give, you just feel like you can be your true, authentic self, you know, with them. And
Yes.
it's just, and you know, I think sometimes with human relationships, they can be more complex, right? And how often do we have maybe people like in our lives that maybe the relationships feel kind of maybe one-sided, like you're kind of putting more effort, but like with pets, it just, you're on equal grounds with them, you know, and it's just kind of like amazing, amazing thing to have.
Right. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so let's talk about this wonderful study, the PAWS study, Pets and Well-Being Study. And so the MARS study indicates that pets can significantly enhance human well-being. So what specific findings from the study resonate most from your experiences or observations within the LGBTQ community?
So, you know, what the study is indicating is really, and just kind of highlighting, is just like the importance of like that well-being is growing. So, as 40, like 45% of people in 31 countries consider mental health to be their foremost health issue. So, I think what resonates the most based on my experiences and observations working with pet owners within the pride community, you know, I think pet owners don't always, I think they know that pets are important in our mental health, but I don't think pet owners always realize the multiple ways pets support their well-being. So a significant like portion of my work with pet owners is actually a lot of my work is primarily at the end of a pet's life or following the loss of their pet. So at that time, pet owners are often really like reflective of their time spent with their pets. And, you know, one significant aspect that pet owners are, you know, often very surprised by is the importance of routine and structure that their beloved pets provide. And I think routines are so important for humans. In, you know, establishing consistent routines like feeding your pet, walking your pet, playtime, going to the dog park, you know, I think it helps create predictability in daily life. And so we need that predictability to feel secure and to feel stable, and that's vital for our mental health. And they do this in really incredible ways. And pets, you know, they just kind of encourage these positive habits, as you were talking about, you know, that would ultimately, you know, contributes to mental health and also contributes to emotional resilience of our owners. And more people are becoming what's being said in the study is that more people are becoming first-time pet owners, and the demographics of those pet owners are also changing. For example, like in the United States, 14% of pet owners are now Gen Z, and the largest generation within the Pride community is Gen Z. So I think that just speaks volumes of the importance of pets in the Pride community and for their mental health.
It really does. And I'm probably one of those that, I chose not to have human children because I personally feel like as a pet parent, like dogs for me, at least it is, it fills so much. It fills such a bucket. Just exactly what you're talking about. I was like, it really hits all the marks for what me and my husband Chris really want. Of course, like, and dachshunds are like Doritos. You just can't have one. So by the way, Jen, this is just a fun fact to all of you out there. If you need to tell your significant other why you need to have more than one pet, this is my thought process, by the way. So you have four chambers to your heart. So you can have at least four. So you have to fill each chamber up with your pets. So that's how you come home. You're like, oh, what did you? You got another one? Well, we're unbalanced, so we had to get another one. So, just a fun little fact in case you need to use that as an excuse moving forward. So, but I want to talk about big thing. The reason why you, myself, and all of you tuning in, why we have them. We know about the love, but also about stress reduction. We have those long, hard days at work or whatever we're doing, and to me, nothing can fill that mental pill than just mushing up on my dogs and getting my fix on. So that study mentions that pets can help reduce the stress. How do you think specifically this effect is particularly relevant to the LGBTQ individuals who may face unique stressors?
So I think one of the most significant benefits of having pets is exactly what you said, to reduce stress and anxiety. And they do this in wonderfully simple ways. Like even with in my own experience, my cat, Meredith Grey, that's her name. She exemplifies this. Yes. And Taylor Swift's cat also is named Meredith Grey. I'm a big
I
fan.
know that. That's why I'm laughing.
Yes. And she's a great kitty, she's adorable. But she like exemplifies this for me every morning. Like as soon as I wake up, I feel this like urge to like just dive straight into my day. And it's if my cat like instinctively knows that I'm anxious and I need to slow down, and she like deliberately sits on my chest, and it's just like a helpful reminder to just kind of pause and like take in the moment. And I just think but pets are just deeply in tune to our emotions, and they provide us that opportunity to just sort of slow down and be more mindful. And so when I take that moment with my cat and I pet her, I actually can feel my nervous system like just calming down and feeling more relaxed, right? And then I feel like ready to face the day. And so this is particularly relevant for members of the pride community because they're often encountering unique stressors. And so what pets do for them is they provide that emotional support, by sensing their owner's feelings and providing comfort during difficult, vulnerable times. And when stress and anxiety, sometimes can feel overwhelming, their presence can actually ground us, in that
Yes.
moment, right? And helps combat those feelings. And, like you were saying earlier, like pets almost kind of like my cat, she was slowing me down. Like pets can just kind of push us to do things that are good for our mental. I think we know all the good things that we need to do, like for our mental health, but like our pets kind of lead the way with that. We know that going outside, being in the fresh air is good for our mental health. So like pets give us that reason to like go outside and get fresh air and get active, which is helpful for stress and anxiety. And again, when you're outside, it improves your mood, it improves your sleep and your mental health. So, I just think they're a guidance and what we need for mental health.
Some people will say that, oh, it's so much easier to come out these days. And I always argue this when I get interviewed about this, and I say it's not. And I don't think it ever is, because the reason why I went, because I'll get asked, when did you come out? I said, when I felt safe. And I don't think it's a safe time nowadays that it can you can feel your be your authentic self. I wish I could say, yes, it is. But it's different for everyone. But the one common denominator that all of us have that are tuning in on this is we have our pets. And so when we're stressed about what are my parents going to think that I'm going to tell them tomorrow that, I'm in the pride community or maybe I'm going to be transitioning, like those are very stressful, legit, moments. And I've had colleagues that are in the pride community that have had suicidal tendencies about these things. But having those pets really got them through those highs and lows. It forced us to get out to walk the dog and to feed the cat and to do those things. So I think in our community, it's so powerful having them, in terms of the stress reduction that we were just talking about.
Absolutely.
And, social interaction is another thing that we touched on previously, but I know that the study highlights that pets can facilitate social interaction. So, how do you see pets acting on social bridges for the pride community and helping them connect with others?
Yeah, so the study shows that 83% of pet parents say their pet has a positive impact on their mental health. And so actually, more than half, 54%, say their pet has improved their social life. And I think that pets can be fantastic conversation starters. And I kind of equate it to like, everybody has that person in their friend group that's kind of like the outgoing friend that kind of gets things going, like kind of engages in conversation, kind of breaks the ice a little bit, kind of like a social buffer. And I think that pets do the same exact thing for us. So it really can help members of the pride community just like break the ice and, the connections with others can feel a little bit easier. Whether they're at a pet park, a community event or a social gathering, and pets can just be a bridge to connection. And maybe they'll, you're feeling those kind of like initial nerves, like butterflies when you're meeting someone new and trying to engage, and you might feel a little bit hesitant, like your pet being there just kind of helps you feel a little bit more confident. And I just feel like you're able to have it kind of sparks some like genuine conversations. And I just think pets have this like really magical way of just like drawing people in. I mean, how can you not resist like an adorable little lab that's in front of your face, And they almost are like, I was like trying to think of the perfect term for this, but like they're almost like a wing pet. Almost in a way, like
Yeah.
they got your
Yeah. Yeah.
back, and they have those connections.
Yes.
And so, like, when you're having those connections, it can feel a little bit more like those, like talking to people can feel a little bit more like organic and maybe even develop into like lasting friendships.
And that's what we need more than ever. I'll tell you that. And, you're talking about community and belonging and, having our pets to find those common grounds, like we're talking about. It really does create a nice sense of purpose and camaraderie, and I just think it's wonderful to share. How often do you really show like pictures of your family? But if you have a dog or cat, you're going to take out your phone and show them,
Yes,
right?
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, my question is, I'm always curious about like, tell me the story on how you got them, or what was it that, where you got the name from. And it creates such great conversation. Then this is to anybody tuning in when you're in the exam room. They're great, conversation starters, because you want to make, that transaction more experiential. And, like, Clark W. Griswold, for instance, is one of my dog's names. Like, tell me how you got the name of Clark W. Griswold. Like, there's
Please.
some
I
great
want to hear more.
conversations. Yeah, right. It's such a
Yeah,
great name,
yeah,
isn't it? So
yeah.
good.
That is amazing. I
And
love it.
yeah. But tell me more about, creating that sense of belonging for the LGBTQ individuals, specifically in like their urban environments, because we know how important it is to have pets, regardless of where we are. But what does that look like in that perspective?
I think pets play a vital role in fostering a sense of community and belonging, specifically in the pride community. And, particularly in urban environments, social connections maybe can be a little challenging. I think even in large cities, despite being surrounded by people and being in larger crowds, like I think you can easily feel lost and you can feel isolated and a little bit lonely, And I think, the presence of pets just creates that welcoming and friendly environment. And, pets can really facilitate meaningful interactions and create more opportunities for connection. And I think when people engage in discussions about their pets, even if it's just discussing, like you were talking about, their names or like just like the caregiving aspects of owning a pet, it can create mutual understanding. And, pets can attract a diverse range of individuals. So it enables the pride community to form connections with allies and other community members. And I think what's wonderful about pets is when the pride community are accompanied by their pets, they're feeling more at ease, right? They're feeling more relaxed. They're feeling like themselves, and they're feeling like they're able to express themselves, and the connection might feel easier, and they're just being their true authentic selves. And I think it's very easy, owning a pet is very easy to share joy and love for animals, and that in itself I think just creates a strong sense of belonging. And because, like you were talking about, like individuals can find common ground and build relationships based on the mutual interests of their pets. And animals are just like, they're just charming little connectors in our communities, and they help create bonds in our neighborhoods. And I think if you're living in the city, you can really kind of enhance the experience of city life.
Right. And city life, they tend to have a lot more participation in advocacy and events as well, like pride parades and fundraisers and LGBTQ pet friendly adoption drives that I've seen. So it's like that nice inclusive celebration where you can bring your pet along for the ride to express your identity as well as theirs and build that community at the same time. The other thing I was going to mention too, it doesn't matter like where you live, but the digital space is great as well. Like I do think Instagram was made because of our pets. Let's just call it what it is. It's like out of breath how cute they are. But you can find like that community in the virtual space as well, where even within the vet med space, like Vetstagram and all of those areas, I think they're great. So I just wanted to give that a call out too, because I think the digital community space is really good as well. So yeah,
Right,
good stuff.
absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have any personal stories that you can share or any anecdote to illustrate this profound impact that we know that the emotional well-being that pets have on the LGBTQ community?
Well, if I could share like a personal story about a pet that has made an impact, and I'll tie it to the pride community. But so I actually, I have a pet in mind that I like to talk about. That really kind of made an impact on my emotional well-being. So when I was younger, like a lot of people in the vet medicine community can appreciate that, they have that kind of strong connection with animals at a young age. And so when I was young, I have three other siblings, and I was kind of the first one to ask mom and dad for a pet, So I really loved cats. I just feel like they're really unique creatures. And so I asked my parents if I could have a cat, and they looked for a kitten for me, but they were having a tough time at the time finding a kitten. And my mom was at the time was a pediatric nurse, and she worked with this little boy who loved his cat but was like severely allergic to the cat. And so they were looking to rehome this cat. And my mom kind of talked to them about me and my love of cats, and basically asked if they would be interested in rehoming the cat to us. And that's how I got Ladybug. That was her name. The little boy called her Ladybug, so I didn't want to change, but I called her Lady for short. And I got her probably when I was like 9 or 10 years old. And so when I was young, I really had a hard time making friends. I was like painfully shy. And I would think I was making connections, thinking I was making friends at a young age, and it turned out not to be so. I dealt with a lot of mean girl behavior. I actually have a memory of when I was in eighth grade. I had these group of girls. I thought they were my friends, and they weren't. And they called me very mean names, was throwing trash at me from the bus. And it was just a really, difficult time. But I felt so comforted by my cat. And she was like my constant in my life and something I could depend on. I actually remember like feeling happy to go home and just see my cat. And she, I think over time, just helped me build confidence. And it probably wasn't until I hit high school that I found like I really have a love of theater, and singing. And I joined the drama club, and I actually met my now husband then. And I felt like I finally felt like I was coming into my own, right? And I felt like I had people that liked me and wanted to spend time for, and I actually felt like I could trust being with this group of people. And it's always really kind of interesting when our pets leave us. And she died when I was in high school, and I almost felt like she was kind of like, I did my job, you know, like you're thriving, you're doing great, you've found friends, and like I can go now. And I was dev you know I think she died at home, she died in my arms. I think she had underlying cardiac history. And you know, I just felt so, she helped me through a lot. And not that my experience is the same as members of the Pride community, but like the impact of the pet on my life is the same. It's the same emotions. It's that feeling of acceptance. It's feeling that feeling of having someone in your corner. And that's something that really, you know, kind of resonates, you know, with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty behind the human-animal bond, right? There's so many different stories that we have with them, and they give us that comfort through time, their highs and lows throughout our life. And it never stops. You know, you always hear this. I hear this a lot as a veterinarian when like they cross over, and they'll say, "I'll never get another one." I said, "Okay," because you know some may not, but most end up starting a new chapter because they know that the love outshines the little hardship of it, but it's all part of the human animal bond in this in the circle of life. But I will share this too. When I was really bullied as a kid too, and I knew, I hate to say that I felt weird, but I knew I wasn't the normal, and I'm using air quotes if anybody's listening in here, because I didn't feel normal when like sex ed was happening in fifth grade. I'm like, okay, this doesn't resonate with me the way everyone else feels like it. And so there was a lot of bullying that happened, but the only one who never bullied me was my dog Archie growing up. And so I remember it just hit me until you were talking about this, because when I came home from the bus, because the bus wasn't a nightmare for me, Archie would be there waiting with his wiggle butt for me to grade him. And I knew I want to be a veterinarian when I was like 6 or 7. I love science. I love the, you know, curiosity, and I just loved animals. But that really sealed it for me even more, because Archie helped me with my homework. We did our homework together. And then, as you know, you go into building more friends and going into high school and figuring out life and so forth. You know, it I'm trying to get choked up. I can't believe I'm gonna, because it really does, you don't realize it until you're talking about this. But he was there for me through all that. And you know, when we had to say goodbye, that was tough. And cut to our other dog that we had when I was in college, Millie, a beagle. I actually rehearsed my coming out story to her.
Oh my
I
gosh.
know, because again, you know, you guys all know beagles have that beautiful, the eyeliner on, soulful looking face. But I wanted to rehearse this because I wanted to make sure my parents were my best friends. And so I wanted to make sure that I didn't, you know, hurt them or disappoint them. And Millie was always there, just like listening. And I know that may sound, you know, odd or whatever, but it really did help, you know, because it's like same thing with public speaking. They say like chat with your pets about it, you know, when you're doing things. But I don't know. I had such a sense of comfort knowing that I think I'll be okay, and I did, you know, and I owe that to Millie, because she helped me come out. So it was amazing what animals can do, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've heard very similar
It is.
stories, like exactly what you're sharing with, you know, members of the community. And is that like, you know, what I see as often is like they got their maybe one of their first pets, like right after they came out. And what a vulnerable time that is, right? And
Yeah.
then when they're saying goodbye, they're just feeling so emotion. And I actually had one gentleman that is like, I'm crying every day, like why? And I was like, you know, and he kind of told me, you know, about his story. And, you know, I think he was very reflective of like the milestones and where he started with his pet and then kind of where he was, you know, now happily married to his husband, you know. And it's just like, yeah, it's just they're with you. They're that, you know, even the humans in our lives, like they're not always, I love my mom, but she's not with me 24/7, you know, like our pets are with us, like constantly in there. And how often do we hide our most vulnerable selves, right? In front of, you know, in front of people in our lives, but like with animals,
Yeah.
we're really showing that vulnerable side. And yeah, I think that is just the sweetest story I've ever heard, that you kind of rehearsed with them, and it just and helped you feel more confident, like, I can do this. And just having your pet in your corner, is just
Yeah.
it's very powerful.
Thank you. And I've shared that with clients in the exam room of the LGBT community. And I even said, I've had, parents who they knew that their child may be, a member of it. And I said, let them come out when they're ready. Obviously, I have the conversation, but I said, maybe have them have a chat with their pet about it, your dog or your cat, and see what transpires, because it really is powerful. And I want to stress this to our colleagues that are tuning in about this. When we're saying goodbye to our loved ones, it's horrible as it is. It's hard, and I feel like it's extra a little tender and with the LGBTQ plus community because maybe again just for all the reasons that we were just talking about that they have been there for us, and maybe that's all they do have, and maybe they don't have human children, and these are their children. So it's a massive loss. And I have attended dog funerals, cat funerals, wakes. I've done memorials. I've done pet anniversaries with our clients in the LGBTQ plus community. And I think, and again, I get not choked because I get really emotional about that. I just think it's such a beautiful thing because, you're able to celebrate the love, and I feel this connection with them. This is why I love being a veterinarian, and the fact that we take that love with us, and our community is so strong, and I think we're stronger because of our pets. I really do. Okay, and I gotta get off my soapbox, so then I'll get really upset.
Yeah, no, I totally, agree with you. And I think
Yeah.
one of the honors of just being in this role, because a lot of, what I do, it is really primary, a lot of it is towards the end of a pet's life. And that's when owners are very vulnerable with me and they share their love stories. And I'm overwhelmed sometimes by the love, and the things that the experiences that as humans we go through, and our pets have been along the way with us. And even just I run a pet loss support group, and just talking about, like, gosh, we were just dating when we got our dog, and now we and this is where we are now. And it's just like they're with us throughout all the ups and downs of life. And yeah, it's and I'm seeing this more because, I think the losses are always really difficult. But since COVID, I think especially, like the structure of work, and like people working more at home now, so we're spending even more time with our pets, and our pets are beside us even more. And so I'm seeing that, even with pet loss, like the losses are the relationships with the pets are even deeper, and they're even more profound. And so the grief is deeper and more profound. And
That's it.
yeah.
You nailed what I was trying to say. That's exactly it. Yep, you completely nailed it. This is great. Okay, as we're wrapping up, I know this is a little extra long, but this really means a lot to us. And for what I really want to thank VCA for this, because this is just so profound. And I think the timing is so important. And this is personal to me. And I really want to thank you for chatting with me about this. But as we're wrapping up, I want to talk about advocacy and awareness. So how can we raise awareness a little bit more about the importance of pets and supporting mental health, and particularly with the LGBTQ individuals, based on the insights from the Mars study?
Yeah, I mean, I think I love social media. I think, I'm a millennial, so like I've seen it all, like with, social media. But I just think, utilizing platforms. I love Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. I think just talking about it more, really. I mean, just sharing stories, and I think educational content about, just the importance of bonds between pets and the pride community, can really reach a large audience. And I love a good hashtag. I feel like hashtags can really increase, engagement and visibility. I know we already, I know we're doing this, but I think just more organization of, pet-friendly events, meetups, community walks, fairs that celebrate both pets and LGBTQ identities, and can create spaces, for, more connection, more a more sense of community. And then it's just again, another opportunity for networking for pet owners, and again, just highlighting, the emotional support that pets can provide. And I love a good workshop, seminars, just again, more, I think hosting more educational events that focus on the mental health benefits of pets, and I think, even, members of the Pride community, maybe they've tried all the different things, to help with their mental health, and maybe they haven't actually thought about maybe getting a pet. And so I think just educating that community about how animals can really alleviate stress for us, anxiety, depression, loneliness, and just, kind of giving some, maybe some practical advice on, pet ownership.
Love it. I want to give a shout out to Pride VMC too, because those of you that are veterinary professionals, excuse me, I think it's a great organization, both on social media as well, to participate. They even have a student version of it. And I know VCA has a lot of resources as well on their website too. So I agree that education is so profound, and finding your community is equally important in times where there's a lot of polarization that's happening. It's still nice to stay within your community, you know. But again, animals don't care what side of the aisle you're on or who you love. It's just that unconditional love, as long as they're being fed and they're getting playtime. Maybe cats are like, you're home, But you know, gosh, my dogs. I just posted a funny video before, because like I go to the mailbox just for like a minute to get the mail. I come back and I get the biggest greeting ever. I was like, that's just, I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. This is amazing. So, love it. Well, Jen Scanlon, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for your advocacy, being a wonderful ally. And a big shout out to you for all the great work you're doing with the social work, because it's much, much needed.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Absolutely. And thank you to our friends at VCA for supporting all things Pride Month related here at DVM 360. I think it's so profound, and a huge shout out to you all at VCA for doing this. And you'll see them on social media. We have the podcast, we have education heading your way, things in the publication for DVM360.com. So, you know, lots of great things. And reach out to us if you need anything. Now you have a friend. You have Jen here. Of course, you have myself. Friends at VCA, we can always put you in contact if you want to find people to connect with. That's what it's all about. That's why we have these great podcasts. So thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to rate this wonderful podcast. Happy Pride Month, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.